With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration expanding its travel ban to include five more nations and imposing new limits on others. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston with the latest.
President Trump continues to clamp down on travelers from select foreign countries. The administration announced that citizens of Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria are banned from entering the United States. It's also fully restricting travel on people with Palestinian Authority-issued travel documents. Back in June, the president announced that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the U.S., and those from seven others would face restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Floodwaters still causing a lot of trouble in Washington State. King County Executive Guirme Zahaly.
We're experiencing all kinds of challenges right now with the levee breaches, one at the Desimone levee, with the White River in Pacific. All of those situations are being handled as we speak, and those levees are being repaired.
And he says flooding being blamed now for at least one death in the region. Meanwhile, forecasters say something they do not need, but more rain is possible over the next 24 to 36 hours. Rob Reiner's son has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing the charges against 32-year-old Nick Reiner. Authorities releasing a new video timeline and a slightly clear image of the man suspected now in the Brown University shooting over the weekend. They have provided no indication Tuesday that they're any closer, though, to actually zeroing in on his identity at this time. This is SRN News. You just can't bring a Bible into Nicaragua.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
World Cup soccer coming up next year, and already some problems arising. Iran and Egypt, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each of the nation's soccer federations say they are fully intending to lodge a complaint with FIFA. This is SRN News. Well, Americans held the line on spending in October. Sales at retailers and most restaurants unchanged from the month before. Rich Thomason has the story.
Analysts say consumers moderated their spending amid concern about higher prices and other economic uncertainties after splurging over the summer. Excluding sales at motor vehicle and auto parts outlets, sales rose 0.4%. The flat spending in October follows a revised 0.1% increase in September. This Commerce Department report was delayed more than a month by the 43-day government shutdown. Rich Thomason, Washington.
16 states and the District of Columbia suing the Trump administration for what they say is unlawfully withholding billions of dollars in funding for two electric vehicle charging programs. That suit was filed Tuesday in Washington State. More details, srnnews.com.